Chevrolet dealer whose Motoramic Chevrolet for 1955 is stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars brings you twice each week from Hollywood, the Dinosaur Show. And here she is, Miss Dinosaur.
I jump up at dawn, shake out the sun, laugh like a loon. Everything's fun, it's crazy, 'cause I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's a sweet potato pie. I'm sitting pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love. Spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. World's a sweet potato pie. I'm sitting pretty. Sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed just humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. Crazy! Hey! Crazy! Crazy, but I'm in love.
Greetings from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. Nice to have you with us on this 19th day of January, which, by the way, is Robert E. Lee's birthday, if I remember correctly.
If? Now, that just goes to show what a fine lot of good a college education does these days, Dinah.
What do you mean, Frank?
Gee, you're not even sure of one little old date which you could look up in any 10-cent almanac.
Oh, come on. You're taking a kind of a narrow view of education, aren't you, old skeptic, dear?
No, I just think you could have saved a lot of time and money, that's all.
I wouldn't have missed college for anything. I owe what I am to it.
How, pray tell?
Well, if I hadn't gone to college, I wouldn't have been encouraged to become a singer. And if I hadn't become a singer, I wouldn't have been encouraged to come to California. And if I hadn't come to California, I wouldn't have been in the Hollywood canteen in 1942.
So what about that?
Frank, that's where I met George Montgomery. See? You never want to underrate a college education, Frank. Or any education, for that matter, as our next tune so clearly and romantically points out. Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach
that was a very beautiful educational job,
well,
Dinah.
Thank you, Art. And while we're all in the mood for learning, why don't you just step in and speak with your usual confidence and authority, Professor Baker?
Well, thank you, Miss Shore. Now, in my teaching process, I like to employ a mental synthesis of new ideas from elements experienced separately.
Huh?
I mean imagination, Dinah. Now, take my subject, the wonderful new ride of the Motoramic Chevrolet. Imagine an open highway stretching ahead in hills, dips, curves, and straightaways. As we glide smoothly along in our Motoramic Chevrolet, we discover a whole new riding experience. Chevrolet's Glide Ride front suspension levels out the road before us. New spherical joints flex freely to absorb road shocks. Chevrolet's outrigger rear springs grip us to curves with sure stability. They're longer and attached outside the frame for sureness in cornering. Heading into tight S-turns, there's new freedom from pitch and sway. A geared-to-the-road feeling of stability. And coming out of those turns, we glide smoothly like a swallow skimming the surface of a lake.
Wow!
Yes, an entirely new riding experience, Dinah. And just one more reason why the Motoramic Chevrolet 455 is stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars.
Well, Frank, after listening to Art Baker, do you still maintain that education is futile?
Well, despite everything, I still believe that education has little or nothing to do with success or failure, Dinah.
This will come as quite a blow to a lot of faculty members, you know.
No, I can't help it. I have fun.
Sure you do. Now, there's no time like the present to continue having fun. So if you'll provide the introduction, we'll try to shake the musical rafters of this here old house, huh? This old house once knew his children. This old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saint. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is getting feeble. This old house is needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's getting ready to meet the saints.
He ain't got time. Need this house. No,
no more time.
Need this house. No
ain't
more
got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window panes.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the
to the boys, and you too, Frank.
You're welcome, Dinah. And say, I shouldn't have disagreed with you about education. I see that now.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Well, I've thought it over, and you're absolutely right in every last particular, and I agree with everything you said 1,000%.
Well, now, I'm sorry, Frank, but you're too late.
Too late?
Certainly. It's no use agreeing with me now. I've changed my mind.
You have? Why?
I am a woman.
You know, I think I'll go get psychoanalyzed.
Wait, Frank. Well, you've done the tune coming up, will you? And then maybe you won't need to. All my life I've waited for just one man that I'd adore. And he came along one day. Though he promised everything, everything that love could bring, sorry to say, it didn't turn out that way. I'm heading for a rainy season.
I left the one I love behind. I didn't even stop to reason, 'cause a woman's got a right to change her mind. The man who promised he'd be faithful turned out to be the other kind. And though I thought I'd never leave him, well, a woman's got a right to change her mind. But I'll be wanting him, wanting him each hour that he's away. And I'll be haunting him, haunting him, till he comes back. Says, forgive me, I'm only human, he will find. For after all, I'm just a woman, and a woman's got a right to change her mind. A woman's got right to change her mind.
Thank you very much. And now, speaking of changing minds, here's a man who's so sure of his facts that he never has to change his. Our very good friend and learned doctor of truckology, Art Baker.
Thank you, Dinah. Here's a reminder for truck users. You get the first choice features with America's first choice trucks, Chevrolet trucks for 55. They do more work per day, more work per dollar, and they're America's lowest priced truck line. See your Chevrolet dealer and get his big deal on America's number one truck, Chevrolet. Dinah will be back on this station Friday evening, same time. Be sure to enjoy Dinah on television, too, presented Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC-TV by your Chevrolet dealer, who also brings you the exciting television show Treasury Men in Action each week. Check your paper for time and station. Now, here's Dinah once more, telling you that you're really living as you're learning when you
see the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Let everybody see you on Friday.
From Hollywood, you just heard the Dinah Shore Show, produced, directed, and transcribed by Dick Mack, written by Bob Mitchell, with music arranged and conducted by Frank DeVos.